Today I'm going to sing you a song that's going to help you memorize how to simplify square roots. And I'll let the song speak for itself, and then I'll show you some examples on the board. Here we go. I want to teach you how to simplify square roots. It's pretty easy. Here's all you gotta do. Okay, let's apply that to a few examples. So when you're simplifying square roots, the key is you got to find the perfect square that goes into it. Ideally, the largest perfect square. So if I look at the number 18 under a square root, maybe I should do a quick thing. You do have to know your perfect squares. So perfect squares, starting with 1, would be like 1, 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, 49, etc. Give you that idea. So perfect squares are numbers. It's the same number multiplied by itself. So we're looking at 18. It's not on that list, so it's got to be something smaller than 18. Hopefully you see the perfect square that goes into 18 is 9 times 2 equals 18. So the song was, break it down to factors on the left, the perfect square. So put the perfect square on the left, and on the right, the other number stays right there. And so the reason I do that, put the perfect square on the left, the perfect square drops out. So notice the square root of 9 equals 3, and that actually comes out of the square root, or we can call this a radical sign. So the square root of 9 turns into 3, and square root of 2 just kind of stays under there and tags along. So that would be the answer for this one. So let's look at another example. So 24 is not a perfect square. It's not on that list. But you try to find the largest perfect square that goes into it. And for this, it would be 4. So 4 times 6 equals 24. So the perfect square on the left and the perfect square drops out. The other number stays right there. 2 root 6 is the answer. So it's really, if you're having trouble with your perfect squares, make sure you know those first. Maybe make some flashcards. Once you're comfortable with these, when you don't have a perfect square underneath there, you have to break it down to simplify it. And always keep the perfect square on the left. Now the number 48 shows up a lot, especially like an algebra class, pre-calc. A lot of students want to do 4 times 12, which is not wrong, but the rule you should tell yourself is I want to find the largest perfect square that goes into 48. The largest perfect square that goes into 48 is actually 16. So 16 times 3 equals 48, and the perfect square drops out, so the square root of 16 is 4, and then the square root of 3 stays there.